Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, you're listening to Following On, and it's been another very positive day for England in Chennai. One to remember for Joe Root, certainly, who scored his fifth double hundred in Test match cricket, while Ben Stokes entertained us during the morning session with a thrilling 82. It means that England have finished the day on 555 for 8, and over the next half an hour or so, me, Mark Nicholas, will be joined by Darren Goff and Gareth Batty, and we're going to look at the day's action. This is Following On here on TalkSport 2. Well, let's take a tactical view and an emotional view. England batted on this evening, and we talked a little bit about the game standing still. I completely get Joe Root's idea that runs on the board first innings and effectively try to only bat once in the match are the way to go. Equally, I thought it would have been handy to have had half an hour at the Indian openers this evening with Jofra Archer and James Anderson specifically. Gareth Batty and Darren Goff are here. Let's take the tactical view from Gareth. What would you have done?
I would have done exactly what England did. I would have hoped that I could have had some senior batters in for a bit longer. We just lost those wickets when we were talking here with sort of 2 hours to go and 3 hours to go, you know, would England declare tonight and so on and so forth. I just think it just shows how wickets can tumble, how the game can change, how quickly it can change in the subcontinent. And if you're in a great position, keep ramming it home. But I think get as many as you possibly can. More traffic on the surface and a bit more sunshine on it, and hopefully it explodes.
I'll come to you, Darren, in just a minute, but we've got to Ben Stokes. Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, mate.
Great. Are you well? How did it feel to be back?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Obviously, great to be back and playing with the boys. Obviously, I had a bit of time off, but, I've certainly loved being back out there and wearing the England shirt.
How much of the two Test matches in Sri Lanka did he watch?
I'm not going to lie. Didn't really pay too much attention to the live cricket, but I was constantly checking the scorecards and stuff. Obviously with the team's taken a lot of confidence from that victory out in Sri Lanka, and Rooty's just continued on his merry way with making batting like it's the easiest thing in the world at the moment.
I that was my question really to you, was how, you know, you walked into a dressing room that must be bubbling with confidence, but that that's so good for Joe. He's an understated guy, and I know that you were all kind to him on the eve of his 100th Test match, but to come out and play the way he did when all the attention's already on him anyway shows, a great temperament and of course, a great mind for the game.
Yeah, definitely. And, we all know how good of a player Joe Root is, and, you know, the records that he's, you know, broken and will break. But I'm not sure, obviously he's a great player of spin, but I don't think we've ever seen an England player come out and dominate spin in the way that he does. On certain periods of times, spin can really tie batsmen down, but Joe's just got an option for everything, every situation, every type of bowler that sort of comes on and bowls at him in the subcontinent. And stood at the other end and, you know, watching when you're not out there in the middle is just, you know, something to sounds a bit over the top, but to treasure, because it's not going to come along around that often that an England player can play, you know, such high quality spin with such ease.
Yeah, no, well summed up, I think. You also played very well yourself, and you were happy to take them on, particularly down the ground and over mid-wicket. You must have been so happy to have been in such good nick.
I mean, well, to be honest, it's a strange one. You know, if I had this build-up like I did 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, I probably would have been, you know, a bit nervous coming into this test match, because it hasn't been, you know, I haven't felt that great form in the nets, but, you know, I haven't really let that take over. I don't know, my confidence, you know, because you can never take form from the nets and never take bad form from the nets into a game, if you know what I mean. Getting out there, being in the competition and everything like that sort of just sort of brought all the flow and everything back. And to be honest, when I had a few balls spit out of me out of that rough from the Deem, I sort of, I went the other way around and just said, oh, I'd rather be caught, you know, sort of in the deep than be caught at short leg or gloving one up in the air than being a little bit too defensive.
Yeah, so what is the...
Which paid off.
What is the boys' view on the pitch now? I mean, was there ever a thought of declaring this evening?
No. Okay. I think if you win the toss and bat first and you're declaring with 10 overs to go after on day two, that's pretty rogue decision to make.
Right.
This wicket's not going to get any better.
Right.
I think you look at the way how test cricket goes out here. If you bat first, you bat for as long as you possibly can. You know, you want to get 600 and only bat once. Because, you know, as we know, the wickets out here don't get any better. You know, they get slower and lower and they spin and deteriorate as it goes on.
Is it fair, last question, is it fair to say that the balance has just come back a little bit to the bowler? If it was heavily in favour of batsmen on that pitch, now there is a sign of a little something there for both seamer and spinner.
I think there's always been there's been reverse swing there for the seamers. It's just that when they've came on to bowl, it's been at two batters who have managed to get themselves in. And you look at that back end of the period there when Ishant bowled really well with the reverse swing and ball when he got Joss and Jofra. You know, if we can make something like that happen and, you know, early on into their middle order, then, you know, the game cracks right open. You know, it's sort of just about when we get the ball, it's about taking those wickets and understanding when those times come, because we know how hard reverse swing is to play against. But yeah, I think, you know, there's something in it for the spinners, obviously. And then, you know, as we've seen at the back end of the day, that the ball started to reverse swing.
Great. Ben, thanks for your time. Well played today. Terrific. Yeah. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Mark. Cheers,
mate. Okay, cheers, mate. Goffey, there's nothing left to say about Ben Stokes, though I do think it's interesting his point about if it had been 4 or 5 years ago and he'd come into the game with so little preparation, he'd have been nervous, whereas he felt very comfortable even though he hadn't been in great form in the nets.
Yeah, he's comfortable in the side, and I think that's all credit to the management on these players. They know if they're going to be left out and rested for a couple of test matches, if they're good enough players, they're going to come straight back into the side. It's your captain, your coach, knowing your best team, but having the confidence to leave them out and make sure they're fresh for that next tour. And with Ben, he's played a lot of cricket around the world. He's a confident chap. And I think he's proven over the last 2 years with the stop and starts, but he can do it, and I think that must have given him terrific confidence going into this series, knowing that he's done it before.
How much cricket have you played against him yourself, Gareth?
Two or three games, and then obviously the tour to India with him, but not a huge amount.
When you play against him, is he an overbearing opponent? You know, some people carry themselves in a way that sort of makes an opponent shudder.
We had a little tussle. It was a game at the Oval maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and he was trying to bowl us out on the last day, and I was sort of the old man taking a bit of stick and a few bounces and a bit of intimidation, and sometimes you have to meet a bit of fire with fire, and certainly he responds to that in his competitive nature. But as soon as you walk off the field, it's kind of like, got on you there. We had a good tussle there, sort of thing. He's just a competitive man and wants to win. I think he's a brilliant example for everybody.
Yes, there you go. That's a great way to end a little discussion on Ben. A brilliant example to everybody, and clearly an inspiration for the team, a talisman of the team. So it's great that he's back, and one of the few bowlers, Goffey, who could break a partnership on a pitch like this, isn't he? He finds spells of physical strength that defy belief.
He's a very skillful bowler, and I think sometimes we've used him just as a battering ram for the short pitch bowling. We saw that in Sri Lanka, which he did it really well, didn't he, on the previous tour, not the last one before that. But I actually think he's a very, very skillful bowler who can bowl long spells, or he can bowl short spells and go for it and try and get up to 90 miles an hour. We've seen that. And I think he'd be an handful on this pitch. If he gets the ball, he has that awkward angle he releases the ball from, going into the right-handed batsman. And if the ball is reversing, I think you'll find him very difficult to play against. And he's right, it is deteriorating the pitch. England have got 555 runs on the board. But I honestly do believe it. If they would have got, they had the better batsmen in, they would have got to 550, 570 a lot quicker. That last half an hour just drifted, didn't it, really, with Leach and Best batting. But listen, they're going to bat on with the sounds of it tomorrow morning. They can get another 20, 30 runs, and then we'll see what happens when India bat, because with Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill at the top, they like to play shots. But I know from experience of watching Rohit, if he gets in, Mark, he gets big scores. So they'll have to...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get him early.
Yeah, that's true. And he scores quickly too. That's the other point. But it's rare. It certainly has happened. Famously, England in Adelaide in 2006. But this sort of a score, somewhere between 550 and 600, it's pretty rare that sides lose a game from there. It looks like you can control the game a bit. Now more is happening for the ball. I want to talk about the ball, this new SG ball that they've used that is just a mess. For anybody tuning in for the first time, this is the Following On podcast. We're reviewing the second day, the test match between England and India in Chennai. It's going England's way at the moment, 555 for 8, but they're using a redeveloped cricket ball by a well-known Indian manufacturer. And it's just been so distressed, so dried out and damaged, and the seams splitting and then tearing, and the leather on the ball is roughed up badly. What does that mean? Is it simply a poorly made ball? Does it actually help the bowler in the end that it becomes harder to hit? Tell us.
I think the SG ball was the closest thing in world cricket to what we use in England, which is a Duke's ball. It generally has a tiny bit of lacquer on it at the start, and then the ball has that nice seam. It's not a wide, flat seam like you get on a Kookaburra. It's slightly pronounced. So by all accounts, they've raised the profile of the seam. It's a little bit taller. And what we know from history of English balls when they've tried to do that, actually it's very difficult to get the tightness of the stitching. So it looks to us on here like 20 overs, 25 overs in, it's almost ripping parts of the seam away because it's almost too pronounced. You can't get the tightness into the cork and into the leather of the ball, which makes it soft, which then, you know, defeats the object of trying to change the composition of the ball because nobody wants a soft and a deteriorating seam.
Well, that's the surface as well, isn't it? It's ripped the seam, the prominent seam, to bits. And so, yep, they've tried to make it more competitive by having a harder ball. They said will last longer and stay hard for 60 overs. But I think it's proven in this test match so far that's not happened, has it? The seam's shredded, as Bats has just talked about. And the ball didn't seem to keep its lacquer on, it didn't seem to keep its shine, and it didn't seem to stay hard. But what we have seen today with a ball, and I think that's more down to the pitch, is a little bit more bounce. And I think that's what will excite England's bowlers, especially Leach and Best.
And the fact that when it got badly damaged, so much so that looking at it, you wondered if they'd continue to play with it, it actually seemed to do a bit more, particularly with reverse swing.
Yeah, so if you think of a little bit of the softness of the ball, you think of the great exponents, apart from Darren who sat with us, you think of Waka and Wasim. They wanted the older ball, almost softer. Softer the better for them, because you're almost taking the pitch out of the equation a little bit. So reverse swing, you attack and defend in the same breath. You ball that sort of top of the stump's bounce length on the surface. The batter's got nothing to work with apart from just keeping it out because it's ducking into the pads and the stumps.
And the softer it is, the more likely it is to go low. That's what we're talking about. When you play on slow, low pitches, and this is not a quick pitch. We've seen that. Bumrah, when he's bowled the odd bouncer, he's really had to ball it on his toes, hasn't he, on the follow-through. But when it comes down to it, the ball's soft, and if it does start to tail in and you get that reverse swing, it can keep low, especially on a surface which is very dry, which is starting to deteriorate. And that's what Bats were saying about the batsman running up and down the side of the pitch, not through the middle of it, because you can't do that, it's illegal, right? But run up and side to side, because lots of traffic on the pitch, and that will help England over the next 3 days.
Right, let's move on here, because a fair while back now, you saw a young boy emerging through the junior Yorkshire ranks out of Sheffield with a great talent. Initially, he was likened to Michael Vaughan, and of course he's developed into very much his own man, a successful England captain, and today he's done something remarkable. He's made the highest score by any Englishman there at Chennai in an Indian test match, going past Alistair Cook's 196 to 218. Joe Root in his 100th test has justified all the promise he showed and all the talent he has.
Unbelievable. Like I said, he was a very small teenager when he was 13, 14. I think people I've spoke to were around him at that time, said very talented, struggled to get the ball off the square. I think he's been one of the first to admit that. So that's where he developed his sweep shot. And they thought he'd be a good county player. They didn't think he'd go on to reach the heights he has done. I mean, it's remarkable that he's gone on to do that. For someone who couldn't get the ball off the square, and you look at him now and the way he bats, he can play against any type of bowling. And that's the biggest compliment. You heard Ben Stokes talking about him there. The way he plays spin in all conditions, he works out the bowler, he works out how they're bowling at him, and he works out where he's going to score his runs without being bogged down, without being tied down. And that is a massive skill, right? Graham Thorpe in my era were good at it. He didn't hit boundaries, Graham, but he absolutely kept rotating the strike. And that is so important to have a game plan. And Joe Root has now shown in Sri Lanka, he's shown in India, but he can, against any sort of spin, whether it be wrist spin, left arm spin, off spin, but he finds a way to score and keep the scoreboard ticking.
Yeah, I think the biggest compliment you can pay any player is people now are going to say, oh, this young fella, this boy plays like Root. He's now Joe Root, England's best player for me. He's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful player. His numbers back it up, the way he's leading the team. Now other people are going to be compared to him. He stands alone now. He doesn't need comparing against anybody.
Yeah.
I think that's well summed up. And now we'll sum up the day. England have finished it 555 for 8. Remember, they were 263 for 3 overnight. And we said, well, if they were to double that score, that would be a heck of an effort. Well, they've done more than that. They've gone ahead of double that score. And we've heard that they will bat on tomorrow morning with the unbeaten batsman Dominic Bess on 28 and Jack Leach on 6, James Anderson to come. So really, it's just more of the same tomorrow morning until the point at which the Indian openers are exposed to Jofra Archer and James Anderson, Goffey.
Yep, and I can't wait for that. Oh, excuse me. Peanut. No, I'm not a kid. I'm really excited about watching Jimmy Anderson bowl there, because it would have been a tight call. The new gets it between Anderson and Broad. I thought they both bowled beautifully in Sri Lanka. They played one test each. They've gone for Anderson in this first test. We know there's not been much orthodox swing throughout this test match. But I think with Jimmy, if anybody's going to swing a cricket ball, it's going to be Jimmy Anderson. So I'm really excited to watch him that first two or three overs. And Jofra Archer's got a little bit to prove, you know, Mark. In overseas conditions, his home test record is fantastic. But when he's gone away from home, he struggled, took a little bit of criticism, but he's used to India. He's played a few series now in the IPL. I'm interested to see how he rocks up and what sort of paces he can bowl.
Yeah, well, the fact is he's replaced Stuart Broad in the side, so he better be on it, as they say.
He's got to be on it.
I'm going to leave Gareth with the last word, because much in this match will depend on England's two spinners.
Yeah, I think the first innings, they need helping out from the seamers. I really do. I think let's make sure that India don't avoid the follow-on with some real patience, some real skill. But then hopefully the pitch starts to explode, and then it's just managing that expectation. And the great man himself, Shane Warne, said, when the pitch starts doing a lot, you don't need too many variations. You just need to bowl a lot of good balls in that dangerous area for the batsman. So I think the simplest thing is stick to the basics for the spinners, and hopefully they'll be in a position to win a game of cricket for England.
Gentlemen, thank you. Fascinating as ever. Don't go away, folks, because we're now going to take you through the best bits of the day. Oh, good shot. It's full from Ashwin. He says, do you want to come at me? And the answer is emphatic. Root taps the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stands and cuts. Beautiful stroke. Quality shot.
Ben Stokes gets a full wide delivery and drives through the covers for four more.
And Joe Root, easily as you like, just pushes into the offside, into cover, and takes a single to take him to 150 not out. Has he ever played better than this? Guess what? Ben Stokes does it again, pings it out the middle, back-to-back reverse sweeps to take him to 50.
He's just having a net, Ben, isn't he?
Slog sweep once again and connects with it beautifully through mid-wicket for four more. That is his fifth boundary in the last three overs. He is absolutely flying along now.
Oh, he's down the pitch there, and he gets all of it way over mid-on, maybe into the top tier of that stand. Beautiful ball strike from a wonderful batsman.
Slog sweep here as Shahbaz Nadeem comes back into the attack. It's caught at deep backward square leg. Ben Stokes, who's profited so richly from the slog sweep, has perished to it in the end.
Ashwin in once again. Root's coming down the pitch. He's going over mid-on. Has he cleared it? Yes, he has!
Double.
Joe Root, double 100! Take a bow, captain, in your 100th test.
Well, we've reached that point of try anything if you're the captain. And Rohit Sharma will be turning his arm over.
Down comes Pope. Nice, nice, really nice. That is a super shot. That's close to LBW and maybe LBW. Yep, it sure is. And England are not to review it, I wouldn't think. He looked in front of all three, did Ollie Pope?
That's as out as they come.
No, they asked for LBW. Oh, he's given it out. He's given it out. He'll definitely review that.
Pitching in line, impact in line. Wickets hitting.
This, of course, won't receive a standing ovation from a crowd, but everybody in their hearts will be applauding an outstanding performance in his 100th test match. The England captain is finally out for 280.
Butler's there, and he's caught behind, is he? They're pleading with umpire Chowdhury to stick his finger up. Butler's come forward. Oh, that looks like a regulation, Nick, all day of the week and twice on Sunday. And that is 500 for England. That will rub salt into the Indian wounds.
525 for 6. He said, bowled in! He's left it alone. Butler's left it alone. There's just a little bit of drift back in towards the stumps.
Hold him! First ball, Jofra Archer done
completely by Ishant Sharma. Dombas goes and clips it into the leg side, and Rohit Sharma drops a goober. That's an absolute dolly.
Rohit Sharma not fancying facing James Anderson for one over with a brand new SG ball. That's what that is.
Last ball of the day, Jasper Bumrah into Dom Bess, and he pushes it gently up to Ashwin at mid-on. And that's the end of the day's play.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.